Ronnie, next year Ratchet, you know. And my brothers really looked up to their big brother. Ronnie tells this story sometimes, and because we so close, I could see through his eyes. And when you're in the Harbor Light, that first day, you stay up in primary for 30 days. It was a 90-day program. So the new guys are in this primary for 30 days, and the old guys are eating lunch already. So they bring the new guys down this first day. Ronnie's an old guy. He's been in there 80 days, my younger brother, and he's eating lunch. And he said, he bring these new guys down. It was my first day, October the 13th of 1986. And they bring the new guys down. And as excited as Ronnie was to see his brother, he said he was so ashamed and embarrassed because I was skeletal. His big brother. I love when Bill talks about how dark it is before the dawn, because when I heard Ronnie, in retrospect, it felt like the worst day of my life. But thank God I didn't see Ronnie's through Ronnie's eyes that day, because it felt like the best day of my life. When you read Fred's story in the book, when Fred had his, you know, he had his thing and he went on his run, and when they at first hollered at Fred, Fred said, I hear what you guys are saying, but, you know, if I get that bad, you know, Fred got that bad, and he called him. And he said when they were talking to him, these proposals they put forth, they kind of sounded drastic. They meant, you know, getting rid of some lifelong conception. He said, but the moment he decided to go through with the process, he said, I had the curious feeling that my alcoholic problem had been relieved, as it proved to be. The minute I went in the Harbor Light, you guys, October 11th, 1986, it was my fourth program, I had the curious sensation that I'm going to be with you for life. I ain't wavered. You know, I had the curious sensation. You know, so I came in and I started doing what it is we do, and I'm glad you guys gave me some latitude to kind of talk about the first step and kind of talk about my story. And in the remaining minutes, I'm not going to do it justice, but I'm going to do what I do. You know, I don't know anytime you ask any of us to come out and talk about what we've been gifted with, I don't know that there is justice. I don't really know there's full understanding. That night of October the 11th, 1986, one of the fundamental things that's important for a first step experience is surrender. And the thing about that, the longer I'm sober, the less I take credit for surrender and the more convinced I am of the gift of it. The gift of surrender. Now, everybody in here that's got a date has that time when it collapsed on them, has that time when either the police came and got, you know, and the best day of my life for probably nobody in here felt like the best day of my life. For everybody that's in here, you know, it probably felt like the worst thing that happened. Damn, here the police come. Blue lights in the, you know, in the rearview mirror. Oh, damn, my clothes are on the front lawn. Boss got you walking out with a brown box again. You know, it takes stuff like that. It certainly does not feel, you know, nobody comes up in here on a reservation. Okay, I want to make a reservation and show up in Alcoholics Anonymous, you know. People have tried. I'm going to get sober on my birthday. No, that ain't a good day. I ain't no. See, the problem with making a reservation in Alcoholics Anonymous, all the significant days are marked by drinking. You don't mark them by not drinking. You mark them by drinking, you know. So, but the thing about surrender, you guys, I was surrendered. I'm not the surrendering kind.